Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise in agentic systems. Today's standout story is not a single giant model drop. It is something more useful. The agent stack is getting sensors, shelves, and receipts. Phones are becoming companion nodes. Coding agents are moving onto shared canvases. Security agents are being judged by proof, not confidence. And the research lane is putting names on the failures every serious builder has felt in their bones. Wrong entity, poisoned memory, invisible trajectory, and benchmarks that do not look like real work. The through line is simple. Agents are leaving the demo box. Once they can touch email, phones, repos, tickets, scientific tools, and human workflows, the question changes from, can it act, to, can the system show exactly what it touched, why it touched it, and what stopped it from touching the wrong thing? The first ledger item is OpenClaw's companion node story. Mark TechPost covered new iOS and Android companion apps that connect a phone to a self-hosted AI agent gateway. The practical point is not merely that a phone can talk to an agent, it is that mobile presence, notifications, approvals, and capture are becoming part of the agent control plane. For builders, that is a design shift. A phone is not just another client, it is a sensor, an interrupt channel, an approval device, and sometimes the last line of human context before an agent acts. My take: this is exactly where self-hosted agents get interesting and dangerous. If the phone is in the loop, the agent can become more useful in the real world. But every extra channel expands the surface for mistaken identity, stale context, and accidental authority. The winning systems will not be the ones that shout mobile agent the loudest. They will be the ones that can prove which user approved which action, on which device, against which concrete target. Second, NVIDIA's BioNeMo Agent Toolkit, as covered by Mark TechPost, turns biomolecular models into callable skills for AI agents in drug discovery workflows. This is a lovely example of agents becoming orchestration layers around specialized models. The agent is not the scientist. It is the librarian, dispatcher, and provenance clerk between domain tools. In science especially, a fluent answer is less valuable than a traceable chain. Input, model, parameters, result, confidence, and what was not checked. Third, Meta's Brain 2 QWERTY V2 landed in the Mark TechPost open source lane today as a non-invasive MEG brain-to-text pipeline, reportedly decoding typed sentences at 61% word accuracy. That is not something to wire into a production agent tomorrow morning, but it is a useful signal. Future assistants will receive more noisy, partial, high-latency signals from outside the keyboard. Speech, gaze, sensors, wearables, and possibly neural interfaces. The product lesson is humility. When input is noisy, confirmation and entity binding matter more, not less. The model release lane is lighter today than the tooling and research lanes, but there are two applied model signals worth keeping. First, Hugging Face highlighted Cheetos, described as an autonomous security AI that moves from detection to proof by actually exploiting targets in a benchmark context. Put aside the dramatic wording and focus on the gate. Security agents should not be graded only by whether they say something looks vulnerable. A proof artifact changes the claim. It gives a reviewer something concrete to inspect, reproduce, or reject. That pattern generalizes beautifully. If an agent claims it fixed a bug, where is the failing test and the passing test? If it claims a policy was enforced, where is the denial event? If it claims a vulnerability exists, where is the minimal proof? Second, Hugging Face's Moonbot write-up shows a Slack-native coding agent backed by shared storage and a human-in-the-loop workflow. This is not a frontier model fireworks show. It is more important than that. It shows the mundane architecture that makes agents usable at work: a chat surface, durable artifacts, reviewable changes, and release flow. The best production agents increasingly look like careful coworkers with folders, receipts, and a habit of asking before doing the irreversible thing. The GitHub lane is full of agent work visibility today. Clawmetry is a real-time observability project for a dozen agent runtimes, including OpenClaw, Claude Code, Codex, and others. It showed 382 stars in today's scan. The pitch is clear: see your agent think. That is not a vanity feature. If teams are going to run multiple agent harnesses, observability has to cross runtime boundaries. Logs trapped inside one proprietary chat pane are not enough. Omnigent is larger, with roughly 5,600 stars in today's scan, and frames itself as an open-source agent framework and meta-harness for Claude Code, Codex, Cursor, and custom agents. The interesting phrase is not orchestrate everything, it is swap harnesses without rewriting, enforce policies and sandboxing. That is where serious teams are headed. Model and harness portability, with policy outside the model. Agor is another strong signal. It puts Claude Code, Codex and Gemini sessions on a multiplayer canvas, tracks conversations and manages Gait work trees. I like this because it treats agent work as teamwork. A shared canvas makes agent activity less mystical. You can see the session, the branch, the diff, and the conversation. That is how supervision becomes routine rather than heroic. Ground crew is smaller but sharply shaped. Dispatch a task backlog to local interactive AI coding agents, one sandboxed work tree per task. This is the pattern I would underline for builders. Isolate the work unit, give it a branch, keep a human review point, and make the output a diff rather than a monologue. And MCP Mate is a local MCP management center for servers, clients, profiles, capabilities, and runtime visibility. It is early, but the need is obvious. MCP adoption is creating a tool shelf problem. Which servers are installed? Which clients can call them? Which profile exposes which capability? If that inventory lives only in scattered config files, mistakes are inevitable. So the repo board today says, observability, harness portability, shared work surfaces, local sandboxes, and MCP inventory. That is a useful bundle. It means the agent ecosystem is maturing around operational concerns rather than just prompt cleverness. The practical takeaway is to evaluate new agent tools by the evidence they preserve. Do they emit structured traces? Do they isolate file system changes? Can you replay the action? Can you bind a tool call to the intended entity? Can a policy deny the call before it happens? If the answer is no, the tool may still be fun, but it is not ready to carry much authority. The research lane is unusually aligned with that operational story. Self-evolving world models for LLM agent planning proposes a framework called World Evolver, where a world model revises its deployment time context while the downstream agent and model parameters stay frozen. The promise is better foresight for long-horizon agents without retraining everything. The risk, of course, is that a self-updating context becomes another thing to audit. If the world model changes what it believes about consequences, builders need to know when, why, and from which evidence. Scaling the horizon, not the parameters, introduces Agents A1, a 35 billion parameter, mixture of experts agentic model that aims for trillion parameter level performance by scaling long horizon trajectories, heterogeneous abilities, and verifier outcomes. The important phrase is verifier outcomes. The paper is pointing at a shift from bigger model equals better agent toward better trajectories, better tools, and better gates. SWE Interact reimagines software engineering benchmarks as user-driven long-horizon coding sessions. Instead of giving an agent complete requirements up front, it starts with vague or incomplete instructions and progressively reveals requirements through a user simulator. This matters because real software work is not a single pristine ticket. Real work is messy clarification, half-known constraints, and changing priorities. Benchmarks that include that mess are more likely to predict useful agents. Forensic trajectory signatures for agent memory poisoning detection is my favorite verifier-flavored paper in today's stack. It looks for observable memory tool invocation patterns associated with exfiltration under persistent memory poisoning. In the evaluated architecture, successful attacks needed a particular transition, recall from memory before sending email. That is not a universal law of nature, but it is the right kind of defense idea. Find the small non-model evidence that should not happen in benign runs and make the system stop or escalate when it appears. Entity binding failures in tool-augmented agents names a failure mode that deserves a large red label. An agent can choose the right tool and still act on the wrong external entity. Email the wrong Alex. Update the wrong account. Attach the wrong launch document. Close the wrong ticket. This is where many demos quietly cheat, because the environment is small and the names are clean. Production environments are not like that. Entity binding should be treated as a safety boundary, with explicit disambiguation when confidence is not enough. TraceLab rounds out the research lane by characterizing coding agent workloads for LLM serving. That may sound like infrastructure plumbing, but it matters. Coding agents produce different context lengths, tool rhythms, and burst patterns than normal chat. Serving systems need real traces if they are going to optimize latency and cost without accidentally breaking agent workflows. A quick Hacker News signal. Haildot so showed up as a single MCP, API, and CLI surface for sending and receiving email, calls, and SMS. That is useful and unnerving in equal measure. Communication tools are high authority tools. Once agents can call them, approval design and recipient identity become core safety work, not optional polish. MESA, a June 29th ArcShiv paper, looks at prioritizing vulnerable communication channels in multi-agent systems. The high-level lesson is that agent-to-agent communication is now an attack surface. Do not only secure the tool call at the edge, secure the messages between agents, the routing logic, and the assumptions about which agent is allowed to influence which other agent. And MassLab, another recent multi-agent paper, argues for specification-driven validation of reliable multi-agent systems. That phrase may sound academic, but the direction is practical. If you cannot state the system contract, you cannot validate that the swarm obeyed it. The close today is this. Agents are becoming more connected at the edges and more accountable in the middle. Phones, Slack, email, work trees, scientific tools, and shared canvases are pulling agents into ordinary workflows. At the same time, the research community is giving builders sharper names for the hazards: memory poisoning, entity binding failure, fragile world models, unrealistic benchmarks, and unobserved trajectories. That is good news. Naming a failure mode is the first step toward building a gate around it. So if you are building this week, pick one small deterministic receipt: a tool call trace, a policy denial, a test that fails before and passes after, a recipient confirmation step, a replayable proof, something the system can verify without asking a model to grade its own homework. Because the future of agents will not be won by the assistant that says done most confidently. It will be won by the systems that can open the ledger, point to the exact shelf, and prove what happened.